Welcome to the Outdoors Podcast. My name is Vikram. We spoke to Gopika Chofla of the Goa Open Arts Festival. They instituted a grant called the Catalyst Grant during the pandemic and chose specifically Goan artists or artists practicing in Goa. There were 6 recipients, 5 of them were individual artists and 1 was a group. They were funded for their projects, and then all the projects were showcased in a show called Retellings, which is still going on at Suna Prantha in Goa. We spoke to Gopika about the projects, about the show and the grant, and we also spoke to a few of the recipient artists, their projects and their experience. This is what they had to say.
Hi, this is Gopika Chofla. I'm one of the co-founders of the Goa Open Arts Initiative, and I'm really happy to announce that we've opened the second event organized by Goa Open Arts. This is the Retellings show, which is currently displayed at Suna Prantha until March 7th, 2021. So just a little background, I wanted to talk about how this show came about. We had a very successful first event, which was the Goa Open Arts Festival last year in February. And we realized as soon as we were hit by the pandemic that it won't be possible for us to have our second show. And we also realized by about May that this was not going to get over in a hurry. And main thrust is to support artists who are based in Goa. Towards that, we had an open call and we invited artists to send us projects, which we had then online, all of us on Zoom, had a jury, and we selected 6 artists and 6 projects, which to us seemed very, very deserving of some push, just a stimulus. And the Goethe Institute, the Max Müller Bhavan in Mumbai, supported one of the grants, the New Media Grant. So the 6 artists that we selected are Asavari Gurav, Afra Shafiq, Bhisa Jigadikar, Komas, which is a trio of 3 artists, and Nandita Verma and Poonam Pandit. All of them are practicing in very, very different media, and we thought that this was, I think, something worthwhile for us to do, to put together, even if it was not a very big grant, but it kind of gave a bit of an impetus and, you know, kind of disrupted the inertia that I think a lot of people were feeling at that time. I'm really happy that Suna Prantha came on board as a partner and agreed to host the Retellings show, and have also given us an immense amount of support for this show and to our artists. So I'd like to thank them for doing this.
Hi, my name is Afra, and I'm one of the 6 artists to receive a grant from the Goa Open Arts Festival last year. All of us have made new works from this grant, and we are currently showing at the Suna Prantha Center for the Arts as a group show called Retellings. For me, it was a really needed time to get the grant. First of all, it was the pandemic, and like many artists, I also had shows, residencies, everything was cancelled. But it was also the first time that I was able to stay put in Goa for so long at a stretch without having to leave for work outside. I moved here about 3 years ago, and I'm still kind of getting to know it and slowly falling in love with this Goa that I didn't know of when I visited as a tourist. And I got the chance to further explore that Goa by making something about it. This is a Goa of a certain deep sense of acceptance, a way to respect or even embrace the other. You see this manifested in different everyday ways, but the story I wanted to focus on for my project was this relationship, or rather this merging of the way worship happens across the Konkani Hindu and Catholic communities. My work is called A Tale of Two Sisters, and I use the form of the grinding stone, the chakki, dante as it's called in Goa, to churn together different religious iconography and the syncretic nature of worship in Goa, and especially the connections between two of its most prominent female deities, Mother Mary and Shanta Durga. I had a lot of fun making this work because it became an excuse for me to chat with and get to know of so many people working on Goa, you know, from anthropologists to journalists, historians, people interested in mythology and heritage, and of course, a lot of everyday people who are just living this philosophy out. I got to visit so many parts of Goa that I might not have gone to otherwise. And I got to know this really warm-hearted bunch of people who made up the team of Goa Open Arts, as well as all my fellow artists. And, you know, lastly, the other very special thing for me about being part of this grant and this project was that, much like many other people, I've also been feeling kind of completely drained in the past year. And since this grant was very open, it had no demands that we had to make a particular kind of thing or work within a particular form. So I made a choice to do something completely by hand. I've made a mosaic, and it's really something that comes together very slowly and very piece by piece. And that act also, for me, became a very nourishing and kind of recharging activity.
I'm Asavri Gurav. I'm from Goa. Being a part of this exhibition, Retellings, was a wonderful, enriching experience for me. New ways of telling amidst a time where new kinds of myths and stories are in the process of making. I really think that in that context, this exhibition is an important one and it's a must watch. Based on Dr. Jayanti Naik's writings on folk culture and her collection of Goan folk tales, my project was like an intimate response to Goan folk stories in the modern socio-political context. My paintings are extremely referential, with metaphors and parallels to different kinds of stories layered up together. So it was an enriching experience, and I'm quite happy to be part of this exhibition.
Hi, I'm Poonam. I'm a weaver, textile artist and designer based in Goa. For over 10 years now, I've been working with Goan handloom weavers to revive the traditional craft through contemporary design. I'm happy to be exhibiting alongside such wonderful artists and thank the Goa Open Arts team for their inputs and support. It is great to see the visitors experience and appreciate my work at Retellings. My project draws upon the narrative of fiber as it weaves its way across traditions, cultures, and technologies. It traces the evolution of thread through the ancient past into the present. I went through a rigorous and stimulating process while creating the works, and it is fulfilling to see the results. The grant has motivated me to explore more avenues in the art world.
Hi, I'm Anit, and together with Ko and Srinivas form Comas, an experimental collective exploring music and sound. We are very glad of being part of this exhibition, Retellings, especially creating work that engages with the local context and issues. Our project is an audiovisual installation called Molen Resonance, where we made music and sound-based compositions from field recordings of Molen National Park and surroundings. Our aim was to present the forest as a musician. This grant was really a catalyst during these times of social isolation, which gave us impetus to deepen our practice, co-producing with the local endangered forest.
For more information, you can visit our website artdose.in. Thank you for listening.